Back in October, hundreds of people turned out to protest at a special meeting of the Wausau School Board, angry at perceived restrictions on the amount of religious music that could be performed at an upcoming concert.
We will not let that go unchallenged.
But last night, the atmosphere was subdued and respectful as a music advisory committee unveiled a new policy meant to prevent future conflicts. Don Hermanson is one of 20 committee members comprised of parents, teachers, administrators, students, and clergy.
We were not there to adjudicate the past. We were here to find a road for a more agreeable and progressive future.
Hermanson says the committee's roadmap neither restricts nor promotes religion.
The First Amendment, although it has a lot of gray areas, is very clear. We can't promote one or the other, but that doesn't mean we have to totally shy away from religion.
The proposed policy would respect different traditions, select music based on educational value rather than religious context, and avoid the excessive use of religious symbols. Rabbi Dan Danson is one of four clergymen on the committee.
I think it's the old canard when you sit people down together and you take some time for them to listen to each other, and you especially put on the table what are the shared concerns that you have. Mostly you find that there's far more pulling you together than pushing you apart.
Despite its diverse makeup, the committee approved the policy recommendations unanimously. School board members asked them to report back with procedures for implementation. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.